All right, welcome back to the deep dive. Today we're going to be jumping headfirst into a case that really throws traditional trademark concepts into the digital world.
Absolutely.
And that case is Rescue.com v. Google. Now, for our law students out there, this is a huge case for understanding how the Lanham Act is dealing with this whole online advertising thing, like how established legal principles adapt to new technologies.
Yeah, and the core question at the heart of Rescue.com v. Google is this: can selling a competitor's trademark as a keyword for online ads actually be trademark infringement? So
Interesting.
that's the big legal knot
Yeah.
we're going to be untangling today.
Okay, so mission for this deep dive is to really like dig into this legal battle.
Okay.
We're going to figure out what actually went down in the case, break down how the Second Circuit Court of Appeals was thinking when they made their decision, and see what this all means for the world of online advertising and, the future of trademark law.
Yeah. It's so interesting to see how the law changes because of technology and how it struggles to keep up sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. So to get us started, can you tell us who is Rescue.com and what did they say Google was doing that was, supposedly trademark infringement?
Sure. So Rescue Tom is a company that does computer repair services
Okay.
using a franchise model. They have a registered trademark for their name, Rescue.com.
Makes sense.
Their issue was with Google's AdWords program. This program lets advertisers, as you probably know, bid on keywords
Oh, yeah.
so that
Stuff.
their ads will show up in search results.
Right.
Rescue.com found out that their competitors were bidding on the keyword rescue.com.
So, like, imagine if someone searches for rescue.com on Google, they might see ads for other computer repair companies, right?
Exactly.
Right there on the results page, and they're marked as sponsored links.
Yes.
Is that basically Rescue.com's main problem? Like, seeing competitors kind of blurring the lines right next to their name in the search results?
Yeah, you got it. Rescue Tom argued that this was going to confuse people. They said people looking for rescue.com might think these other ads were connected to the actual rescue.com somehow, like they were endorsing them or something. And that, they said, was trademark infringement according to the Lanham Act.
Okay, so the district court initially took Google's side. They were like, Google's not doing anything wrong here. Why? What was their reasoning?
Well, they really leaned on a previous case called 1-800-CONTACTS-VWHENYOU.COM. In that case, the court said that a company using trademarks internally to trigger pop-up ads
Interesting.
wasn't really used in commerce under the Lanham Act. So the district court in Rescue.com said it was similar. Google's keyword advertising was like an internal function.
Right, like behind the scenes.
Exactly, and they said it wasn't really using the trademark in a legal sense.
So the district court's saying Google's just using these keywords as like a technical thing, not really trying to make money off the trademark itself.
Exactly.
But then the Second Circuit comes in and says, hold up, what changed their minds?
Yeah, the Second Circuit thought the district court was way off.
Okay.
They said they totally missed the point of that 1-800 contacts case,
Right.
especially with how Google works.
Right, yeah.
They pointed out a key difference. In the When You case, those pop-up ads were in separate windows, kind of away from the trademark search.
Okay.
But with Rescue.com, Google was straight up selling Rescue.com's trademark as a keyword to their rivals.
Oh, it's much more direct.
It is. And those competitor ads then popped up right next to the real Rescue.com results, labeled sponsored links, which Rescue.com argued wasn't clear enough to users.
So they're actively using the trademark to make money, essentially.
Exactly. The Second Circuit focused on the using commerce part of the Lanham Act. That's under 15 U.S.C. Section 127. And it basically defines it as using a mark in connection with the sale of services in a way that's likely to cause confusion.
I see.
And the Second Circuit said Google's selling Rescue.com's trademark as a keyword directly tied the trademark to Google selling its own ad services. So it's not just passive anymore. They're profiting off the trademark.
It's a pretty big deal, this ruling, right? It's saying these big online platforms can't just hide behind, like, oh, we're just a platform when it comes to trademark law.
Absolutely. It's a turning point. And what's more, Google had this keyword suggestion tool that would even suggest trademarks like rescue.com to potential advertisers.
Wow, so they're not even just accepting bids, they're actually encouraging this.
Exactly. Judge LaValle, the one who wrote the Second Circuit's opinion, made it very clear that Google wasn't just some neutral middleman. They were making money off the trademark by recommending it and selling it as a way for competitors to target people searching for rescue.com.
So that's way different from the Wang Yu case.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, now, what about confusing customers? The district court didn't even go there because they dismissed the case on that whole use and commerce argument. What did the Second Circuit say about that?
Yeah, you're right. The district court didn't say anything about customer confusion because they dismissed the case so early on.
Right.
But the Second Circuit said that at this point in the lawsuit, this was under a Rule 12b-6 motion to dismiss. Rescue.com just had to show a possible argument for customer confusion.
Gotcha.
So they weren't deciding if Rescue.com's claims were actually true.
Right.
Just whether their argument made sense legally to move forward.
So Rescue.com's argument was basically that people seeing those sponsored links might think they're connected to the real Rescue.com, especially if the ads don't clearly say they're ads.
Yeah.
Like, imagine someone quickly looking at search results on their phone. Would they even notice that sponsored tag?
That's exactly what they argued, and the Second Circuit agreed that it could happen. They said that how those sponsored links look on the search results page could make people confused because it's hard to tell what's a regular result and what's an ad.
Especially if you're just quickly scanning the page, you're not really paying attention.
Right, exactly.
So what did this ruling mean for everyone else? Did it suddenly make bidding on competitor trademarks illegal?
No, not at all. The Second Circuit wasn't saying Google was definitely guilty of trademark infringement.
Okay.
They just said Rescue.com had a real legal claim that should be heard in court. The big takeaway is that companies like Google can't just ignore trademark law because they're online.
Right.
And that use in commerce includes things like selling keywords.
Okay, makes sense. But then Rescue.com just drops the case. That's surprising after such a big win in the appeals court.
Yeah, it is. Reports say that after the Second Circuit's ruling, Google might have changed how those sponsored links look to make it clearer that they were ads.
Hmm.
No one knows exactly what they talked about, but Rescue.com ended the lawsuit. Maybe it was just too expensive to keep fighting, especially if Google's changes kind of fixed their problem.
I see. Yeah. But that means we never got a final answer on whether Google actually infringed on their trademark.
That's true.
Okay, so for our law students listening, what are the key things to remember about Rescue.com v. Google?
Well, first off, the Second Circuit said using commerce in trademark law isn't just about physical branding. It includes things like selling keywords online. Second, they made it clear that this case was different from cases like 1-800-CONTACTS because Google was actively making money off the trademark.
Oh.
Third, confusing customers is still a big deal in trademark cases, and how those sponsored links look really matters.
Right.
Fourth, even big tech companies have to follow trademark law when it comes to advertising.
Makes sense.
And last but not least, remember the Second Circuit's decision was based on accepting Rescue.com's allegations as true at that stage of the lawsuit.
Right, that Rule 12b6 thing.
Exactly.
So even though Rescue.com won that appeal, we never got a final answer because they dropped the case. It's kind of a cliffhanger in a way.
It is.
Okay, well, here's something for everyone to think about. Online advertising has changed a lot since 2009.
Oh, for sure.
We have social media ads, influencer marketing, all sorts of new things. How do the principles from Rescue.com v. Google apply to all of that? How do we balance trademark rights with all these new ways of doing business online? It's a really complex issue that will probably keep lawyers busy for a long time to come.
Absolutely.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to The Deep Dive. Catch you next time.